items of interest?
Well, it's a state of the city workshop. But we also have the Dozo letter to talk about. Ernestina has to leave it 4:45 at the latest. So I think depending on how long this Dozo conversation would last, we can decide which should go first.
Okay. I don't think the Dozo letter conversation, Andrew, I don't know if you've had a chance to read through it, but from my perspective, I don't think this is going to take a lot of time. I'm hoping all of us will, you know, just take this home, read it through, and kind of think about, you know, the presentation that we got on Dozo. You know, if you want to look through the the actual code, that would be great. But, you know, I think there's going to be some edits that come out of that just on our own time. So I have just a few things to say about this right now. So would it be better to hit this and then move into the state of the city?
Yes, especially since Stacy just showed up.
Stacy. Okay. So this letter that I kind of jammed out last night was really trying to get everything on the page in terms of, you know, both positives and negatives. My feeling about it right now is that there's maybe a few too many little piddling things in here, especially given the fact that I know the Design Commission is going to be pushing hard for a few of the same things that we're pushing for. So we could, you know, we could maybe eliminate some discussion of some of those points, just, you know, in the interest of having more impact with the things that we say.
Can we make a broad or a statement just saying we support Design Commission and what they're asking for?
Yeah, that would be great.
Reiterating this without having to list them out.
Well, I mean, remember that the Design Commission is in charge of approval of the guidelines. The Planning and Sustainability Commission is in charge of any code, including the new standards. And so I think we have to be careful about how we put that, you know, that, you know, I wouldn't say that outright. In other words, you know, that we support the Design Commission, because then it seems like we don't support the PSC.
Yeah. Okay.
But we can certainly say, you know, if we know something about positions that they have taken, let's put that in there, you know, that we support their positions. So what I can try to do is actually reach out to the chair and see, you know, if she's got one or two points that she would, you know, she's been pushing on. Andrew, what do you have to add on this?
I mean, in general, I don't think we need to edit it too much, honestly, because I think it's, I mean, compared to the previous letter, it's, I mean, by nature of the process, it has, things have funneled down and it's kind of more concise and direct.
Mm-hmm.
I started some edits, but I don't think I have anything substantial. One thing I would do is convert the bullets to numbers so that if they want to refer back to something, they can just refer to it by number, both on the pros and the
and cons
and the opportunity for improvements. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
I thought that the standard C7 one was particularly good, which is down the list, kind of on the second page.
Oh, yeah.
A graduated point scale for like how much you actually keep
seems
to make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And really kind of putting that rich point value, one of the most heavily weighted point values, to retaining more or less a full building.
You know, Maya, you had some points earlier that were really about giving more credit for preservation. And I think, you know, that maybe could even inform this more. So I don't know if you read this bullet point about standard C7, but I would really welcome your edits on that if you, okay. Yeah. It's almost offensive. It's like.
To doing a URM.
Right.
If you, we're always looking for incentives. Well, here's an incentive.
Right.
Yeah.
Reusing or upgrading?
Well, for example, seismically strengthening.
Yeah.
Presumably that would come up with, you know, reusing and rehabilitating, but it seems to me that would be like a big deal, I would think, because that would be like, hey, the city's going to give you some points if you can take a URM building and seismically upgrade it as part of your project. So, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so that's something else. Definitely proactive versus a passive, put a plaque on it.
Right.
Okay. I guess, you know, the very last two bullet points are, you know, these are our sort of big picture pleas for putting back the context statements, you know, for various neighborhoods, and then also just for stronger regulations for sustainability and adaptive reuse. And so I definitely think these need to be well crafted, and so I especially would love any of your comments on those. That's about all I have to say on this.
When do you want our comments back, or ideally by when?
Let's see. I think the letter has to be finished by the 15th.
That's correct.
So
we're not meeting again before then, so it'd be nice to get everybody's nod to this letter with some of these changes that we've discussed, and then because it's not a finished letter, I think it might just be Kristen's name on it or...
come on.
Well, what we can do is I can send out a final draft of the letter to everybody, and everybody can email me separately saying they are okay with this letter, because we can keep that for the records. Then I could put everybody's name on it.
Okay.
But everybody has to reply.
Okay. I would feel strongly, especially given our history and how far this project has come, I would really like as many names on here as possible. So if I can get people's edits within a week, then Hillary can send that final draft out.
Yeah, I can certainly do that. I already did a first pass at it, so.
Could we get some dates really quick? So a week from today.
The 4th.
Mm-hmm. So 11/4.
Yeah.
Get edits to Kristen.
Yep.
And then.
If you can get me the final version by the 12th, I can send it out for everybody's okay.
Perfect.
On the 12th. Or whenever you can get it to me, I'll send it out like that day.
12 sounds totally doable.
Okay. And then that gives everybody 3 days to review it and get back to me.
Okay. Andrew, I hope you're still my partner in crime in terms of, you know, giving this a last go through.
Yep, totally.
Okay.
Just two quick comments. If you're going to reach out to Design Commission Chair.
Yes. Is that okay? Does that seem okay?
That's okay. I believe you guys might have a lunch that's scheduled coming up. I'm not sure if it was put in the books or not, but just remember that next week, mm-hmm. next Wednesday, I believe next Thursday is Chair's last day for quite some time. So if you do want to reach out and make that connection, I would do that sooner rather than later.
Okay.
And then my only suggestion to this letter is maybe just to bold a few words that you really want to draw attention to.
Right.
Because there's a lot of great stuff here. I don't want it to get lost. Either underlining or bold, I think would really help.
That's great. I will work on it visually, add numbers, and then in terms of content, you know, just massage a few of those things that I get from you all. Okay, so you said Chair Livingston's last time.
I believe it's the 7th or the 8th next week.
Okay.
And then she'll be gone till December.
Okay.
The co-chair will be helping draft the letter, finalize the letter in her absence.
Okay. So. But I will reach out to her as soon as I can here. Since you're here, Stacy, do you have any comments about how the joint session went? Andrew and I went and, you know, gave a little bit of oral testimony, but of course we were invited and it was early and then we took off. So we didn't really hear.
I was going to get together a summary.
Okay.
They do meeting minutes.
Yeah.
I was either going to use that and highlight some key takeaways or then do a summary and send it out this week. But just from recollection, there was a lot of discussion about green infrastructure.
Oh.
And there was discussion about should it live, does it apply to design review only or does it apply to the base zone? I think there was an acknowledgement that more green infrastructure needed to be incentivized and required, but there was a little more discussion about where did it live? Was it appropriate? Was it part of design overlay or did it really belong in the base zone? Affordable housing was another big discussion item about it being a type 2 or a type 3. Mm-hmm. I think there was some lack of clarity about what the proposal actually was. Some individuals thought it was actually requiring it to be a type 2. But there is an option for a type 2 and type 3. There was kind of balanced support for both requiring it to go through review at all versus it needing to be held to the same standard as any other building.
Okay.
There was a lot of discussion about Main Street overlays and division design guidelines and how those play a role and affect those neighborhoods. There was a lot of discussion about character and context and what that means and who it was built for and who it's going to be continuing to support, which I found really interesting.
Yeah.
There was a comment that it can be a trigger word for some people, that context was based on times when things are areas were built and communities were developed that didn't support, that were not inclusive. And if we're expecting those to be built upon, who are we building for in the future? Thought that was a really interesting conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
There was kind of a balance too about building to the future versus building to the past. And do we want eclectic neighborhoods that support a wide range of people and populations, or do we want something that's more constrained? Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I can think of right now.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
We did get a letter from somebody. It had been addressed to the Planning and Sustainability Commission, but is there any background on this?
Yeah.
It seems to touch on some of the points you just made, Stacy, but
His name does sound familiar from the testimony. We had 35 testifiers, by the way.
It was left over?
I don't know if this is left over from last week. It could have been because there hasn't been a hearing.
No, it was. Yeah. It was handed out.
I don't have one.
It was handed out.
I think it might have just been
left over.
No, it was handed out today.
Laura handed that out.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she thought she was supposed to hand it out, but I didn't put it there. Yeah.
Oh.
It was a good
mystery. I don't think Andrew or I got one.
Okay.
Well, if you're curious, if you're curious, it does touch on a lot of the points that I just mentioned.
Huh. Well, cross pollination.
Oh, just on that topic of comments, there was quite a bit of support expressed for what design review can review and not review. Height was mentioned a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go beyond that.
Okay.
But know that there is a lot of support
for
design review not to impact or lower or increase the amount of FAR allowed by the base zone. And then height was thrown in there as well. They should be entitlements, not just allowances, but not be up for discretion during the process.
Interesting.
So the proposal just had FAR and height was being requested to be an item to be added to that. Hmm. And I know this commission struggles with that.
Yep. So. All right. Well, I'll make sure that you see our letter and yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so everyone has that date. By the 4th, you're going to get some edits to me.
To Hillary.
Yes. Right. To Hillary, who will send me the edits.
Okay, yes.
I guess that's that is how we should do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way.
Okay. The best way. Okay. Then our last item on the agenda is a workshop for State of the City Report. And I guess this is, correct me, Hillary, if I'm wrong, but 2019B?
No, did I write 2020 on there? I know I get confused all the
time. You wrote 2019, okay. But didn't we already do a 2019?
We did 2018 twice.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we did.
So we're doing 2019.
I need to change my...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Annie, thank you very much for getting this outline done. It really helps a lot.
So specifically, I guess we could look at the deadlines and if they're, you know, if we just start with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Since we have to be final by December 16th, which is a month and a half.
Yeah, these are target dates. I mean, you know, the end goal is to try to get it in front of City Council before they're establishing their budget, because we're estimating that you might be asking for some financial commitments. Specifically the HRI, what you guys asked for every year. Last year you asked for some...
Mm-hmm. How much did we get last year again? We got like...
It was like $10,000 to finish up some Montevilla HRI study work that just needed a little extra cash.
I was
going to
say it might have been like 25, but still.
Yeah.
It was,
I think it was
kind of a one-time
level. Yes, and it was to finish a project that was already underway.
Right.
So I think what we need to do is talk to Brandon to get some idea of exactly, okay, if you're asking for an annual commitment, which is what you said last time, Commissioner Fish asked exactly how much that would be. So I think we could probably get an estimate from Brandon on what Montevilla cost, how many resources it covered, just to get an idea of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we also, or you guys requested support for general fund money. And we did get $75,000 yeah. of that to supplement the type one historic resource reviews.
Oh, I didn't realize it was targeted that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's subsidizing type one reviews, basically.
Right. Which is great.
Yeah.
And we can actually thank them for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should because... Yeah.
That's a good point. Thank them and ask for more.
Yeah. I mean,
because we need more planners on staff.
Yeah.
And that's what general fund would help support. And as you probably know from the DOZA letter here, the type one is being added for design review. So that's going to be another set of reduced fee reviews
right.
that may need to be subsidized by general fund money. Because we does lose money on them processing them.
Yep.
So we'll highlight someone of the Montevilla survey just to say, hey, we got this and this is right. We were going to put something in about that's great on this information. It'd be nice maybe to do that with the general fund money too, just to, for them to, there's like a direct, I don't know, did you hire somebody new or was there anything, any deliverable result of that money that you could sort of be like, hey, I don't know.
There was an outside consultant. Mm-hmm. Brandon is supposed to be presenting that study to City Council, I think, later this year.
Which one? So that's, the outside consultant one that was funded by the $75,000?
No, the $75,000 was general fund money to supplement the type ones.
I just was saying that it sounds like Montevilla will sort of like, this is what you guys got for your $10,000. Is there anything that you could say, this is what we got for the $75,000? Besides just it went into the general fund. For me, it would be like, oh, well, great. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's something that we could... Did you hire somebody new?
No.
No. Okay. But we could talk. I mean, maybe you could
It has helped us not lose as much money as we were losing before. So, in theory, it helped us lay off another person.
I think it's important to state that it has real...
Yes.
It's not just it goes into a random pot of money. We don't know what happens with it.
And I think they all understood it by the end when they finally took the vote on that. But it was tough to get those votes to support that $75,000 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the Montevilla study, I don't know what the total was. It might have been 80 or something like that for that whole project. No. But I'll check with Brandon.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of things on here that it's sort of cyclical or circular, our asks. The things that we want to highlight as issues and examples, you know, real world examples that tie it all together. So, but as I was saying, December 16th is definitely a target date. If we roll into January, that's fine, but it... We need like 4 weeks lead time before something can get to City Council because they want it 3 weeks ahead of the actual presentation. And then our support team here requires a week to get all the paperwork together to get it down to City Council. So we need 4 weeks before we need all the paperwork done 4 weeks in advance of the actual presentation to City Council.
And Hillary, will you remind me when the Design Commission, you know, is aiming to finish theirs and, you know,
same dates as you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. But I don't, theirs are a lot simpler.
Right.
Typically, they're mostly looking at, these are the projects that we reviewed this year. And these are the statistics of how many cases and where they occurred. But you guys talk about bigger advocacy issues more than they do.
Yeah, for sure. Although, you know, they might have a little bit more advocacy this year just based on the fact that design review is, who knows what's happening to it overall. Yeah. But, it's good that we're on the same timeline, though. I think that's important and what we were going for. So, okay.
So let's try to hit these dates so that we're not slipping from the beginning.
So that's a Monday, right?
The 16th? Uh-huh. Yes, that's a special date.
Do you know or has an idea what time that will be?
1:30. Well, this is
for the report final. They're just looking at here at the date, but
yeah, that's when we would say this is the report that we're going to forward to City Council. A landmark date.
Okay.
Commission date is TBD.
Okay.
Or council date, sorry.
Council. Yeah. Okay.
But with that timeline, it would likely be end of January, early February.
Okay.
At the earliest.
Okay, into the report we go. So, yeah, we always start out with, you know, commission mandate and bios. I think we can generally use ours, you know, from past years. If Derek joins us or someone, then we will, you know, need a new one, but that's easy enough. If there's anything else, did you have a photo on here somewhere?
All of us? I figured we'll take a new photo
right at
the end. I think we could also acknowledge Wendy's participation for the first part of the year.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was here for a few months.
That would be great. So just including her as outgoing commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And then letter from the chair. My fiery rant about acknowledging the racist history of preservation and how we want to change the narrative going forward. I think, you know, that's what we have taken on, and I'm, you know, I'll see how well I can do with that. But that's definitely something we want to advocate for and change the perception if we can. And then why preservation matters. This is especially important this year just because City Council does have, you know, a new member. Amanda Fritz will be leaving. And so it's, you know, with the makeup of City Council changing, we need to kind of make this case, I think, in a strong and effective way. So I definitely like the focus on affordability, sustainability, and then not forgetting, you know, connections to our past, you know, that these are livability issues as well. I think highlighting the Montevilla survey is great as, you know, as really a story about connections to our past, but it's also part of our budget ask, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, you know, we do want to thank them for the money that they invested in it and, you know, just put it in the context of, you know, sort of this is one little piece that, you know, we need to just keep going down this road, you know, if we're going to be able to learn more about what we have in our city and make good decisions
about that one. I mean, I don't know the details of that, but it's, I think that whole area was just a Japanese American community and farming and sort of the development of that. And
that's right.
Just to kind of highlight some of the, you know, why is it important? Not just the, you know, the grouping of buildings, some of which are intact and cute and some which have been completely modified, but yeah. You know, the importance of that, I think, and I don't think it has to take up a lot of time, but just some of the key interesting elements and how that is of value to us.
Yeah.
How does that help us as a city to know that about our buildings?
So is there anyone who is feeling a strong tie to that who would like to?
I don't know. I could definitely
Maya
volunteer perhaps? For that.
Oh, that's great. You would be excellent.
And I'll keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything short and sweet.
Everything short and sweet. That's right.
Meaning maybe a page.
Okay, good to know about a page.
I can check what we did last time, number of words type situation, if that would help people.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
A page, possibly even including a photograph.
A page including graphics, right? Like a paragraph.
For sure.
A nobody paragraph, wants to sit there for which hours. Becomes a page.
Yeah,
definitely. Reading. They want pictures.
Yeah.
So one page. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Annie sent this to me and I pared it down a little bit. I took a couple of things out from, it was mostly a copy and paste from what last year's was, at least topics, right?
Or headlines. Yeah, just because I wasn't sure we hadn't addressed whether we were going to still try to do certain things or not.
Yeah.
Right.
So I tried to pare it down a little bit, like just jumping ahead for a second on the back. I said, for the goals and priorities, do we need to talk about all of these individually? Because I don't know if we want to repeat the same things as we did last year. But so also with these things on the first page, maybe we don't need to talk about each of these things distinctly. Or if we do, they don't. Not everything has to be a whole page with graphics. Some things could be just like a little side blurb.
Right.
So think about scale, I guess, with each of these things. I'm just trying to make it manageable for them.
Absolutely.
And for us.
Yes, for us. Especially.
Yeah.
But like, sorry, just piggybacking on the Montevilla thing. Last year we did talk about cornerstones and the multiple property nomination for African American resources. And then following the State of the City, I pulled together a list of the cornerstones properties that were demolished in the last 10 years or so, and forwarded that to you guys as well as City Council. And I think that highlighted some terrible situations, including one or two churches that were demolished. I think one only for a surface parking lot where no development was proposed in its place. So stuff like that, I think, you know, Montevilla highlights what you discover when you inventory, and some of those lost cornerstones show what happened when you inventory and you don't do anything about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm, like, trying to figure out how we could tell a linear story.
Right.
So it's not just anecdotes.
Exactly. Right. No, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So are we saying that's a full page as well with pictures then? Cornerstone and Connect?
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I
the
can
see value.
For yeah. The Vancouver Avenue Baptist Church is one example of a cornerstone property that was protected recently with a National Register listing. And they've taken advantage of that, transferring FAR and doing some additional work. So
it
could be a positive story.
So it could be a both that's things on the same page, like losses and what you could do with properties that actually would be retained.
I think you could.
Some like pros and cons in that case, and then I don't know.
And the Billy Elk, Billy Webb Elks Lodge is a big, a big one right now in terms of preservation. So, because I think we may have highlighted Vancouver Avenue Baptist Church last year, so
yeah, I think we did.
Billy Webb might be better this year.
Can you tell me what you mean when you say cornerstone?
Cornerstones is a, I think it was back in, I don't remember exactly which year, but in the 80s, the Architectural Heritage Center, Bosco Milligan Foundation, took on a, I mean, it was a couple of different partners, but they sort of led the charge. They did a citywide survey identifying properties related to Portland's African American heritage.
Okay.
A lot of it was crowdsourced. So people would say, well, this person lived here, this person lived here, they did this there. They also looked at, you know, records like directories and stuff. So they put together this long list of resources associated with African Americans here, noted whether or not they were existing or had been demolished. So they they included demolished properties that they knew of. And then this document was created. And
so anything period, that was listed on of. It was is sort of denoted a cornerstone?
That's what they
the
called
title
it.
The yeah. title of the survey was called Cornerstones in History yeah. or something like that. I'm not getting it quite right. But
sure.
So we're just referring to okay. them as
yeah.
cornerstones.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then about 10 years ago, those resources were mapped as existing, demolished before, I think it was 1988 was when the survey was done. And then demolished since that survey was done. And then, of course, in the last 10 years, more have been demolished. So that's what the thing that I put together several months ago, that's what that I would try to capture all the ones that I could find that had been demolished.
I remember that. I just, yeah. The word cornerstone was, mm-hmm. just wasn't meaning anything to me. So.
But then, Hillary, remind me the status of the document that Kathy Galbraith was working mm-hmm. on, you know, as an update to that survey. So I'm not really
sure. Multiple property nomination.
Yeah.
So Brandon, that is moving forward, as far as I know. Brandon right. Has the most up-to-date information on that.
Okay.
But the mantle has been picked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would add that I saw that the University of Oregon was working on that. Is that correct? I don't know. I saw something from the director of the program talking about the, not some kind of a, I don't know exactly talk or something, but in Facebook they were promoting that. So I would assume that they kind of connecting with it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does anybody, you know, have an existing connection or, you know, want to take this on, you know, we can come back to it if, you know, we're not sure if anyone's, you know.
Well, I think, I'm not sure. I think Matt in our office is involved with that or was. So I'm not sure. So I'll check with him because in that case, it seems like what would be interesting is since we talked about, I mean, we didn't have to go on about cornerstones. We could sort of mention it. Yeah. And then I can just see if he's familiar, if there's any specific property or properties like the one that you were discussing, the one that was demolished, and then maybe highlighting a couple of the properties in that current survey. Or he has some connection to it in some way. I don't know if it was through Yobo. I don't know. But I can I'll take that on. So I'll take on those okay. two. Because it's easy. It's not me. It's him. So
I'll take it on and I'll immediately delegate it.
I will hope for your sake that that is true. But awesome. Thank you so much, Maya. That's
so
great.
That's the cornerstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be. Yeah. And I'm excited about those. It'd just be kind of cool to
yeah,
find some
totally.
Cool properties that would
it
be
will.
Great to highlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, relate to demolitions, what?
I think that was just a note saying, you know, we're losing fabric that we don't know we're losing.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of a general comment that had come up at our previous
oh, yeah.
hearing to include as things to touch on as part of.
I feel like that could be covered with the cornerstones losses and possibly the next line item.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be its own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly.
Is there maybe a statistic we can put in there, like an updated one? Maybe just a little graph on the side, you know, like, I don't know. They've got that one website that lists all the existing housing that's being demolished. I don't know if there's a, because those graphs are kind of fun sometimes, the statistics.
So I was trying to, okay, so I'm jumping ahead just a little bit, but, you know, under C2, examples of existing affordable housing getting demolished and replaced by new, more expensive housing. You know, that's sort of one, you know, category that we had talked about under affordable housing. And I had looked into the commercial demolitions, and it's like there's really no way, you know, those are listed just as commercial properties. So it's really hard to tease those out from any other commercial use property. So if you have like a, you know, a fourplex or, you know, an apartment building that got demolished, you just literally have to sort of go into the commercial property demo permits and click each one until you find one. So it's not a good method. Just FYI. But I do think we want to highlight more than just single family homes. You know, that's obviously we're concerned with that, but you know, I think sort of trying to stick to our affordability mantra, let's make sure that we have examples, you know, that are not only single family homes lost that were affordable, but then also multi-dwellings that have been lost and that were affordable.
So can those two be combined into one report instead of having two separate? Because I'm seeing that you have loss of affordable housing and commercial space, gentrification, then you have examples of existing affordable housing getting demolished and replaced by new, which is kind of the same thing, but it's just different wording. Mm-hmm. So if those two can be combined in one effort in just one page, kind of highlighting both, and you can, again, like you can say commercial and just single family, or like whatever you want to call it, multifamily or single family, but I think it could be combined in one article.
Yeah, and I was going to suggest that affordable housing doesn't need to be its own separate,
yeah,
sort of subcategory or category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be. It's already into white preservation, but it's just part of preservation.
Mm-hmm. So I think I think we need multiple examples. Some of them are going to be, you know, in the Cornerstones report. So definitely losses of, you know, in African American history. But this, you know, some of those will also be loss of affordable housing. Some of them will also be, you know, important to the community, you know, connections to our past. I mean, these are all sort of, I think some of the examples that we highlight can serve under, you know, all of these categories that we raise. So, you know, if we're going to try to stick to our mantra of why preservation matters, you know, it's affordability, sustainability, and links to our past, then let's look for examples that show, you know, at least two of those at once, right? So we're not just showing, oh, you know, this is only about affordability. Let's make sure that our examples are covering more than one base.
So I know that, well, I can't, right now I can't think of a recent demolition of a multi-dwelling structure, but there's one that's potentially proposed in a future development. The Union Arms and the lot adjacent to it has come in for a pre-app. I don't know if they're in for review. It's always tricky if they're actually in for review, because City Council would be the appeal body on appeal from a design commission decision. But the Union Arms might be demolished and replaced with a hotel.
Wow.
So that's one potential example. but I don't know.
Are they examples? Example, like even if it was a renovation, that because it was not in, listed as a historic building, but we know it was a historic building because it wasn't. it wasn't just surveyed by, but if it was originally an affordable place, but then you renovated and you made it in the high end, and that will be something that, of course, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out also another example that will also connect to the HRI, why we don't have that into our, if it's not listed, this not doesn't get any the benefits. It doesn't go through us, and it doesn't go through some other things. I don't know, just throwing that out there, if there is an example of that. I have no idea.
So I'm willing to start making a list of possible examples of, you know, demolition and replacement, and you know, I'll sort of try to put together a pictorial, you know, before and after. What I'm gonna need help from, and maybe I can ask the city, is finding how much those, you know, places used to rent for, or you know, because that information, I think, is, I mean, I might be able to find it on old Realty websites
potentially,
but
yeah, City of Portland has a good residential demolitions. It's all map,
right?
But I don't see
single family.
I mean, we're working on a, we're consulting on a little low income housing central city concern. We're the exterior consultant, low income housing.
Yeah,
not low income. Actually, it's central city concern, so it's sort of like transitional housing. But still, I mean, this is all valuable housing for people. It's not on the national register. It's not.
Right.
It's just old. It's over 50, so it's eligible.
Yeah.
So there's lots of buildings that would fall not necessarily under our purview as, you know, historic, but it's still older than 50 years old. It all, you know, it's serving a valuable function. I mean, I could see a developer coming in here there and just saying, and now those are the kind of buildings that would be good to highlight, like the one that you were saying, or just saying that these, you know, these houses have, you know, whatever. If this one, this apartment has 68 units and the average rent is, you know, $1,200 a month for, which is this and this many square feet. And if you put something new in that its place, you know, this is how much the rent would be. It would go up a lot. I can't imagine they're going to be able to replace that and not increase the rents unless it's a low income housing project. But those are really, considering the need that we have, are pretty few and far between.
Yeah.
Because that's the other part of all this. You know, there's a lot of additional low income housing that's needed, but, you know, do we, you know, we have to also protect what we have, you know, because where do those people go if they get kicked out? So anyway,
so that's why I was thinking it, in terms of our invited testimony, it might be helpful to have somebody come that does this for a living, like innovative housing or something, because I mean, they usually target landmark properties.
Right.
Or contributing resources. I think some of their properties aren't, but a lot of them are, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely ask, you know, Julie Garver, or I had a contact from REACH last year who sort of fell through, but I'll look back through my notes and see if, you know, we can lock down somebody.
Yeah.
'Cause I totally agree.
And then just on that second to last line item on the first page, we didn't really have any major housing projects come through the commission this year.
Right.
Bookbreaker happened.
Yeah.
Sort of last year. We don't want to talk about it again. So,
right.
So in terms of that line item, I think that we should, if we're going to highlight these, we should only focus on existing stock. That's, you know, existing little h
stock. Not necessarily designated. I totally agree. I think that's, you know, we're not necessarily making the case that these are, you know, the most beautiful or the, you know, most you know, architecturally amazing, but these are good background buildings that, you know, we need to protect.
And that's what makes them affordable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively.
Yeah, relatively.
Yeah, it depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we change the category of affordable housing to just examples or, mm-hmm. you know, demolished, you know, before and after. I don't know. Because again, you know, I think we're going kind of back up to why preservation matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these would be sort of examples that respond to this cheaper rents, sustainability,
right.
livability, connections to the past.
Right.
Kind of idea.
So then, I guess jumping to, let's skip over goals and priorities for a minute.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Sustainability okay. is a very thin
oh,
line
yeah.
item in there.
Right.
And I think that could, that could almost be a quarter page quotes from other people
yeah.
that have studied that
statistics,
issue or yeah.
You want to try to take that on?
Yeah, I worked on it the last time around, so
yeah.
I can adapt some of that.
It's your,
what about the PAE project? That's something that came in front of us, I think, since the last state of the city.
I think you guys are gonna highlight that as one of the as like the new project of the year or
yeah and that awards is
yeah.
listed there. But that's a good example of sustainability and preservation. Mm-hmm. So, well, kind of.
Yeah,
compatibility.
I mean, you could say that, right. I mean the most sustainable building is a building that's already built, but if you're going to build a new one, then it should be like this one because
right.
yeah. it fits into the neighborhood that's one.
Exactly.
And it did replace it will be replacing a parking lot that exactly. only exists because a building was torn down.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it is a great example.
Yeah. We could propose that our name be changed to the Historic Landmarks and Sustainability Commission. And that the other commission could just be the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Just kidding. But it is, you know, it's so central to the work we do. So I do want to make sure that we highlight that as... you know, really give it its due on, you know, in this report. So go at it, Andrew.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. So what I was going to say, I think, is just, you know, moving to our work and sort of highlighting projects that we want to you know, give awards to or that we've worked on in the past year. We talked about this a little bit already, and, you know, I'm happy with the Halleck Macmillan and the PAE, you know, sort of sharing joint billing. You know, they're pretty different projects. And I can't remember if we actually sort of had, you know, if we said we were giving an award, you know, last time we did this, or if we just highlighted a project and said, you know, we were really proud of it. But
I think it's an award in the report. It's we don't create anything that they can take home.
But we invited the that was a hacker, Allied Works, to come, and that was nice.
That's right.
We did. To talk about the project.
So we can, yeah, we can invite people associated with these projects to come.
Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic.
John Russell or Brian Emmerich for Halleck Macmillan.
Yeah.
And
they're both exciting projects for different reasons, but it would be nice to highlight it. Because I think maybe your average person, they wouldn't, I would doubt anybody on the commission. They may have heard of the PAE one just from the outside, but for them to really see, you know, what it's doing and how exciting that is. And same for that with Macmillan. Look what it looked like before and what it's doing to that street, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But these things are happening. Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to get a talk organized by working with PAE right now. Get a talk in our office by them about the building. So I have a contact. I could see if they'd be willing to come talk at City Council.
That would be great. Cool. So it would be like early February, we think, when we're,
That's exciting too because of the whole, is it one of the only one or two buildings like this in the nation? Like the whole
net zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said it would be the first one.
The first. I mean, it kind of puts.
Well, yeah. The it would be the largest living building in the country, or largest commercial one, or something like that.
So that would too to bring that put that onto the radar. That's like puts us onto a map. I can't imagine that the city council wouldn't be psyched about something like that. You know.
Oh yeah.
In a landmark historic district.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Everybody complains about trying to develop because they can't get enough height
or right.
area to make it work out. Well, look what these guys are doing.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm way above. Yep.
Well, Annie, not to put any more on your plate because you're obviously, you already have a couple things here.
Small things.
But, Are you willing to kind of, you know, put together a little blurb? I think Hillary would probably help, you know, with just, you know, the sort of blurbs for those projects.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Do you want, well, I guess goals and priorities we kind of skipped over.
I know. I was gonna come back and, So... So Hillary, were all of these from our last one?
Yeah. And I was just thinking those three middle ones. I think you do that in each of the other ones. You do these things.
Right.
So I don't know that they need to be called out specifically. I think what we've been talking about mostly this year is making, ensuring that preservation is more equitable, that we're acknowledging everyone who might want their history preserved and making sure that we're telling all stories. And then sustainability is also the biggest one, but sustainability means many things. It's environmental sustainability, social sustainability, economic. So I think that covers multitudes and we're talking about and what preservation does.
I think we could cut it down to, you know, the first and the last one and really give each one, you know, it's due. So.
That's okay.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. So really, if, you know, if we just have kind of two things, you know, prioritize sustainability and then equitable, you know, equity issues. And we've already devoted, you know, a little, maybe a page to sustainability. Maybe that's the place to do it, is just sort of, you know, this is one of our two goals, and just really highlight that. And then to give the other one the same treatment, you know, ensure historic preservation benefits all of Portland. And
yeah, I think what you could do, maybe, because we were talking about stats or something for on the first page, to that topic,
right?
You could have statistics for each of these goals, right, and priorities, like how many historic districts do we have related to non-white ethnic heritage? One out of how many, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Restore Oregon has any. Do they keep not, you know, do they have any statistics at their fingertips? I mean, it seems like if anybody would, they're the ones that have the bandwidth to track that kind of stuff. I don't know. It just seems like that'd be just be nice to have a, be able to just turn to somebody. It's kind of what they do. It's worth asking, maybe.
I'm pretty sure Brandon keeps that on his mind all the time. His brain holds all that kind of information.
But something that's published, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So is that, this is the C2, right? We're talking about.
No, we're talking about goals and priorities, I think. D. So D.
Oh.
So I think what we're saying is really to highlight, you know, the first one and the last one, and let the others kind of filter into these. So not really highlighting any of these middle ones as being specific goals and priorities on their own.
Oh, I see.
But if we're really talking about, you know, sustainability and equity, that we devote, you know, a page to each of those, you know, with statistics and, you know, text, but also, you know, maybe some images, and just really try to craft those nicely.
Can I help you any on that one? Because I'm not really in any list right now assigned anything, but I could help. I don't want to take it on, but I could help anybody kind of working those, awarding those into, I don't know.
How much, I mean, I guess a question, in the past we've just listed them with, you know, maybe one or two sentences, and because we're kind of hitting on those topics in other areas, I don't, do we need more? It would just be basically
rewarding them.
The statistics and stuff.
Do you want me to help you on that, or do you want to do it?
I don't want to do it.
I could try to work
on
that.
I'm trying to make it easier for you.
That sounds good.
Smaller. But...
I mean, I feel like we can have these goals, but I think we need to explain what you mean.
What do you mean by that?
By each of these.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly does sustainability mean, and what exactly does equity mean? Like, goals and priorities or...
And I don't, I mean, if we really are narrowing down our goals and priorities to these two, I think... it's no longer just a list, you know, it's not a list of just two, right? It's more, you know, we have sort of a spread of like, here's the one issue and here's the other. And we really, you know, highlight them as the two issues that are rising to the top and why.
And I think, I think it's in the wrong spot. you know, it should be at the, beginning of the report. Yeah. And then maybe you touch on, well, here's some things that we're thinking about regarding sustainability, and then those articles behind it.
Yeah, it should be after your letter, probably. Yeah. That might touch on those a little bit. And
so that these are the overarching themes, and then we explain how they relate to our items or articles.
Yeah, I like that. So I think the question is, you know, if we have sustainability over here under C, is that needed anymore? Or are we really just talking about one sort of, you know, goals and priorities page? And, you know, and that is earlier on in the report about sustainability.
What I feel is like we are going to generally explain what we care about, and then we're going to go in detail what is it that we care about. So the goals will be explaining generally, okay, this is our goals as a commission.
Right.
And then later on the article, we expand on the sustainability, expand on the affordability, expand on all the things that we actually care more. But we're just going to, I see it as a summary, as a capturing the few words and probably steps and kind of explaining what is it. So
like an executive summary at the beginning.
That's how I see it. Probably that's what I say, thinking going after your letter and then, going just two main goals. And then we explain later in the report. Expand on them.
Okay.
It's more powerful than going through all this stuff and then our goals and priorities.
Exactly. Yeah. Which makes sense. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll help us organize the articles too, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so Ernestina, I have you down for kind of helping to organize, you know, this goals and priorities spread or page or whatever it turns out to be, but as more of, you know, a sort of summary.
Well, because Andrew offered to work on the sustainability piece, do you guys want to work together on that, or do you want to own it?
What I'm thinking is like I can probably lay out some words. I can pass it on to you, and you can pass it on to the group later and see what people think about it, and then we can change and add stuff that if you talk or you talk or do talk about it, we can include into it.
Okay, good. So Ernestina and Andrew working on the sustainability part of that. Great. Council action items. So I guess here's our ask. So we already talked about budget a little bit. And I think that's also, you know, continue to work on the HRI and why that's important.
Yeah. And with the reordering, these council asks will come right after your Why Preservation Matters section. So hopefully it's fresh in their mind as they are reading this and you're presenting it. So.
Right. Okay.
And we probably might want to fuss with that order. We don't have to do it now, but
I have to go.
Ask for the money first.
Sorry, I have to go.
Oh. Okay.
We'll have to go soon too.
Okay.
It looks like we're wrapping up soon.
Yeah, I think good to have you back.
by the way.
Yes, it's very nice to have you back.
Okay, so
real quick before Ernestina leaves, I just want to highlight November 18th. It says article drafts. That's a deadline.
So I put actually, because you had before, it says the 11th. So I thought like by the 10th, I will try to have a draft that I will send out to everybody.
Okay.
And then that will give time to actually get a draft.
Right.
I put that in my calendar.
Appreciate it. So, HRCP, DOZA, why those two and not the other code projects? What were you, what's your kind of thinking on that?
Well, I can double check the timelines, but RIP and BHBD are supposed to be going to them. Yeah, by then. RIP is, I mean, they're in work sessions with BHBD now. So they had the hearing, I think, and they're in work sessions. And I think the first RIP hearing is pretty soon. I don't remember the exact date. But it might be December. So it's possible that they will have voted on them already by the time this gets to them. But I'll double check.
I mean, if there's a theme that carries through all of our code projects, this might be, you know, the time to highlight one or two of those. And I guess I'm thinking of, you know, we really need more incentives for adaptive reuse, right? We need more, we need to get serious about sustainability. And that just is a thread that I think fits into our topics as well. I don't know if it helps us to get into the weeds on any of these code projects specifically.
Right. I think I took those two out because I figured they will have seen them already. They've heard your comments on BHBD, at least.
Yeah.
I don't remember right now the timeline on RIP and who might be providing.
Right.
That letter and testimony, somebody. But with HRCP, I figure this could go towards the bottom of these council action items and just like, this is a reminder that this will be coming to you by the end of this year. And these are our hopes for this project. And same with DOZA, you'll be seeing this pretty soon. These are our hopes for this project, and mm-hmm. support what the Design Commission does or something.
Okay. I can cover these. I can sort of try to get the most compressed, you know, little point or two
mm-hmm.
Out of our code work on these.
The South Portland Historic District Design Guidelines, that's something that they'll also see next year. So
I can write something on that since I'm involved.
Yeah.
Little sidebar thing. Great.
Well, we do sort of a little thing on kind of like involvement of the commission in different. We had that one year, like the different things that we were involved with.
Right. In terms of advocacy and outreach.
And just the fact that, you know, we've been involved with all these things, the DOZA review, the RIP review. It might be worth also mentioning that you and I are on the URM working group, and mm-hmm. we're keeping an eye on that, even though there's maybe no action now. but we're going to try to kind of stay on the cusp of what's happening. I don't know where that fits in and if that's here or elsewhere, but
no, I think it could be a council action item. I mean, I don't know what the status of those groups are.
Did you go to the hearing last Wednesday?
Were they?
Oh, good.
Supposedly.
Yeah, they were supposed to. Well, we were supposed to meet, and then we were able to meet. But it sounds like I thought it was last Wednesday that they were supposed to go to city council and get the members approved. My understanding. I didn't hear anything, so maybe I'll follow up with an email. Anyway, all that to say, they are aware of it. It's supposedly moving forward, unless it wasn't. I can go back and see the videotape of the hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You haven't heard anything either. It was like
I didn't hear anything
on Wednesday.
Yeah, they were gonna. They had to remove the placarding.
Yeah, and that as well.
Before they could move forward with confirming or formalizing the work group. But I don't know what the result of that was.
So I really like highlighting some of our, you know, advocacy work and sort of outside, you know, just sitting in this chair. It might be better under stats, just in terms of, you know, here's what we've done this past year and here's what we're still doing.
I can pull that together if people just want to send me every little thing that they're involved with as part of their association with this commission.
Right. Yeah, it was Matthew on the DRAC, and
I think,
maybe not anymore, but...
Not really.
Okay.
And I was involved to a certain extent with... I took over from Annie a little bit.
Infrastructure.
The infrastructure, the 5G network or whatever. And
oh, right.
Yeah, trying to, I know, which is crazy, all of that. But yeah, that was also something that we sat in on. And
right, vertical infrastructure.
Vertical infrastructure, that was.
I'm still doing RAC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. murals and all that.
Right.
And then on the South Portland historic guidelines.
That's great. Have you guys started to meet on that as part of that? Okay.
No, I mean, we've had an introductory meeting, and then we did, one day we did a tour of the neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
So. I don't know when the next one is.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about a watch list?
Can we put the city on it?
That would be a good Restore Oregon one. Presumably, don't they have a list of most, they have the most endangered? I guess they're not in Portland necessarily.
Right, they're statewide.
Yeah, they're statewide.
Yeah, they're statewide.
I think last year we had Cornerstone's properties, Chinatown, and...
Right.
What?
URMs.
And URMs, yeah.
Yeah. Burnside Bridge.
All valid.
Yeah. Oh, Burnside.
I mean, no. I'm kind of being facetious. I think the writing is on the wall, but...
the district's probably...
Yeah. Maybe the district.
Potentially threatened there.
Oh.
We have plenty of time to think about that. So,
okay.
Do we want to include a watch list? I guess is just the question for today.
I think it might be worth it just to call it back, you know, to their attention, like, even if it's big picture again. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We have our eyes on these. Just bring it to their attention. I think it's worth it.
Okay. Okay. Let's see where it goes.
I think we should highlight, I didn't write it in the original outline, but the Harlow Hotel, because that wasn't a type 3, but I haven't been inside, but man, it looks great from the outside, and they must have done a seismic upgrade, because that thing was like big cracks.
Wow.
Harlow, H-A-R.
Is that the one?
It's across from PNCA.
Yeah.
It was had a big, you know, U on it for a long time.
Right.
Hmm. It's open now.
So it can be done. I think that could be a good sidebar with a nice picture, or we could feather it into something else.
That was renovated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And then they have some, wait, sorry. Then they had some.
You should have pictures. They have a website now.
Is it completed? Mm-hmm. Like done? Are people in there? Or?
Are people staying there?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's cool.
Maybe. Does anybody go past there frequently?
I do.
Do you think that you could stop and take some pictures and send them out?
That'd be fun. Yeah, they have it in the Portland Monthly, and they just didn't have to finish the completed pictures.
Yeah, because that one sounds like it's actually done, whereas Halleck McMillan isn't. But Halleck McMillan is the oldest building in downtown. So, but still, I think it'd be nice to highlight that one. Because that happened at the Type 2 level, too.
The Harlow.
Pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it'd be nice, too.
Why wouldn't it have been a Type 3? Because when the value have pushed it.
What we approved in the most recent review was just a couple of, like, new openings on the west wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they must have
a lot of the work is probably on the interior, which means it wouldn't have been part of the valuation.
Yeah,
for...
there was a prior review a few years before that, but I mean, I think all the windows are original.
That's interesting. I'll take a closer look.
Yeah.
They don't look same.
Right. I mean, don't want to bust nice. Anybody.
Cool.
I haven't I didn't dig too deeply into the prior review to see what was approved in that one.
Okay, so I guess I didn't really get a name for, you know, working with Hillary and Brandon on general fund and HRI funding. I wonder if Matthew, we can put him down for that.
He'd be great for that.
I think so too. We have faith in Matthew. Yeah. He's, you know.
Yeah, and the stats, I'll just
pull
those together.
Okay.
Laura's been tracking our reviews and stuff, so we have those numbers.
Okay. So moving forward, we need to send information to Hillary. Just get used to emailing her, you know, 3 times a day.
Send me drafts. I'll put them in this agreed upon order, send it back out so that people can look at it maybe before we meet next. Of course, our next meeting again goes till like 6. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we'll have time to discuss anything in depth, but in the meantime, I could be providing edits back to people.
That's great.
And then,
Does anybody have ideas about a cover page image or something?
Also,
we could just do our, you know, PAE and Halleck and McMillan
highlighted projects.
Do that?
Or think about images that go with your 2 goals.
Sustainability and equity.
do sort of a montage.
Well, I can do a mock-up for the next. But if anything comes to mind, let Hillary know if you have an idea.
Okay.
Can test it out.
Good question.
Yeah. We also have another meeting date in here now, November 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Where we could potentially have some time to discuss some things.
So, wait, our next hearing is...
November 18th.
November 18th, yeah. Okay, so drafts are definitely due then. And then just a week after that is the November 25th. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, we're like, oh yeah, we don't have one on the 2nd. Is everybody supposed to be at the December 9th for photo right now? You do a Brady Bunch version. It's just people's heads.
Yeah, little photos.
I have all yeses. Yeah, that'd be the day to take a photo because December 16th, I have two no's.
Okay.
And will that be in time to get new commission member if that happens?
Yeah, that would be their first day, hopefully. Yes.
Right.
So we're back. We're back to back weeks in November and in December, tentatively.
Yeah.
Get it all over with. Get it all out of the way.
That's because November, we had Veterans Day, so we had to make up that day, and. There's also December 5th as well with the joint briefing with the Design Commission.
Oh, that's the...
I have six yeses for that.
That's the South Park Blocks briefing.
So December 5th.
Is that a Thursday?
At 1:30 on a Thursday, yeah. We don't need everybody to attend, but, I mean, having six is great. Andrew, I have you as a no on the 16th of December.
I don't know why. I think I'm all right.
Okay. You have access to all of your information there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the November 18th one, is that when... that's when Benson is now... held over to?
Yeah.
Do you have the agenda or the tentative agenda for that day?
Yeah.
I'm probably marked as a no.
Okay.
But it's just because I can't be here for the beginning part of the hearing.
Okay.
But I could potentially be here by 2:45 or 3 o'clock.
Arrive at 2:45 on November 18th.
Yep. Okay.
That's fine. We, on that date, we have a Central City Green Loop briefing and then possibly a cobblestone deployment. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you guys are in charge of that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Let me charge something. Yeah. The things they give us.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we done with our discussion for now of State of the City? The only other thing that I wanted to touch base about was the RIP. And I just handed over my copy of the code changes to Annie. I know I was supposed to do that a couple of weeks ago, so I just scribbled in it. So, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't even use a single colored pen. I used all over the map, so I apologize. What is our timing on RIP? Do you recall, Hillary?
I don't right now.
Okay.
I don't have the dates in front of me, okay. But I know that they're written down somewhere, and I can talk to Ben as well.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So we're going to, you know, need to put together a letter and and get that out at some point. But I don't think that was, I don't think that was going to City Council until like it might later be December.
It might be early December, but it might get pushed, might have been pushed back, but I'll check.
Okay.
Let me know. Because otherwise,
or let
that,
us know.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, that would, we'd have to discuss that on the 18th, possibly.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks.